friends. I'm Charlene Philly.
I'm Lori Piazza.
And I'm Mike Piazza, and welcome to The Spirit Calls.
The Spirit Calls is brought to you by a group of friends who love our Lord Jesus Christ and want to lead listeners to Him.
We also seek to spread hope, encouragement, and the joy of the Lord into a darkening world.
Stay tuned for another exciting episode geared to draw you closer to Jesus.
We depend on our feedback to know the impact we are having. So we hope you contact us at the end of today's episode. Thank you and God bless you.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord. Fill my cup till it runneth over. Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runneth over.
Leo Daly, he's paraplegic, but he can quote the scriptures quite well. And I used to go to his house and we used to read the scriptures together aloud. I mean, I'm talking about an hour or more. It really brings us up to the heavenlies, the holiness of God, you know, and also praise and worshiping God. We praying, talking to God, being still and listening to God, not listening to music or anything, just being still, listening to his still small voice.
Holy Spirit, lead me and guide me to the path of righteousness. With power and passion, I will serve you. Fill me up, O Lord, fill my cup till it runs.
El Kadosh, the Holy Lord God, righteous, pure, perfect, filled with unfailing love. For he is holy and cannot look upon sin, so we must call upon Jesus, my friend. For Jesus died on that cross and rose again, so we can be forgiven and given thy salvation. If you call on Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you'll be born again and well kept and secure. Then God will see you through the blood of Jesus, forgiven and perfect and pure and righteous. For God will set you apart and give you a new life with a God-given purpose to help other lives. Once you're God's kid, you are his temple and represent him. So you must glorify him in all your words and actions. For we are his hands and feet, mouthpiece too, so we must do whatever he tells us to do. As we keep our hearts right and spend time with him praying and reading his word, daily. He will transform us to be more and more like thee. For he will give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, and teach us about his love and ways and good things. For we will have a good name, too, and be ever so blessed, and live a life showing his love and goodness. For he is holy and perfect and does everything perfect. He is always there for us and will never forget. For he has no limits on his supply and power. He is always there to help us within any hour. For his word, the Bible, is perfect and holy, and he will always keep his promises to you and me. Whether a bondage or struggle or any kind of need, he will always come through for us perfectly. For he is holy and righteous and cannot lie to you, for he will never fail, for he is always faithful. For his perfect love casts out fear in us. Just simply put your faith and trust in Jesus. For he answers prayer in his perfect way and time. So walk in trusting dependence on him and all will be fine. For he never ever changes. He is always stays the same. He is holy and perfect forever and always. For he is real and alive today and still perfectly working. All we must do is keep on believing and praising. Amen. As we spend time with him daily and listen and obey, he will guide us and help us every step of the way. For sing to the Lord every single day. Yes, praise his holy, precious name. El Kadosh, the holy Lord God, righteous, pure, perfect, filled with unfailing love.
Holy, 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 your kingdom reigns forever. Your kingdom reigns over all the earth, and your mercy endures forever. Holy, 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 majesty on high. You sit upon your throne and watch over every soul on earth. Till the end, and your mercies for those who have given their souls for a home in glory land. You came to seek and save a lost. You gave it all upon the cross. You died for all the world to see, that we may live eternally. Salvation is forever. Bow your head and be born again and serve our Lord till the end. Till the end. Your love is forever and will never change. You love us till the end. And your mercies for those who have given their souls for a home in glory. Save a loss, you gave it all.
Acts 23:44-46. And it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth till the ninth hour, and the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was rent in the midst. And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit." Having said that, he gave up the ghost. Holiness. Do you know what that is? Have you ever thought of what it means when you hear the name El Kadosh, the Holy God? It speaks of absolute perfection and purity. In holiness, there is no sin. In me, your El Kadosh, there is no limitation or deficiency. I'm always moving. I never sleep. Because I am holy, I can't even look upon sin. But because of Jesus shed blood on the cross of Calvary, when I look at you, I see the righteousness of Jesus Christ. I see beauty. I see perfection. You may say, what does this mean for my everyday walk with God? What should I do in response? First, if you haven't yet asked Jesus to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior, I ask you to do so. For without accepting Jesus Christ, you are dead in trespasses and sins, as it says in Ephesians chapter 2. You can never make heaven your home on your own merits. If you've already done this and are born again, you are my beloved child, and you bear the image of my Son, Jesus Christ. You are set apart. You are risen to newness of life. As my Spirit transforms you, you become more and more holy, as I am holy. Your holy, righteous Heavenly Father.
Follow me, all who's weary, hear my voice, follow me, I give my life at Calvary, shed my blood, so you'd be free, remember me. One you read about, oftentimes made to think about. Come on to me, my burdens light. I'll give you rest. Follow me. Follow me.
Someone may say, how do we experience His holiness?
Well, I have a friend, Leo Daly. He's paraplegic, but he can quote the scriptures quite well. And I used to go to his house, and we used to read the scriptures together aloud. I mean, I'm talking about an hour or more. And we really got in the spirit, if you know what I mean by that. It really brings us up to the heavenlies, the holiness of God, you know, and also praise and worshiping God.
Yeah.
We can experience it praising and worshiping God and praying, talking to God, being still and listening to God, not listening to music or anything, just being still, listening to His still small voice. I was at my church once, and I stayed there till 3 a.m., you know, and I saw the angels, and God said there's healing in his wings, and he healed me.
Amen.
So there's many ways.
I tend to experience his holiness in sublime music, worship, the Bible itself, meditation on the Bible, his creation. You know, looking up at the heavens, the sky at night, the nature that he created, prayer, deep, when you're deeply in prayer. I think it's hard to experience that pure holiness. It's kind of a striving, and it's something that I get in those different ways. From these things, I feel like I experience some of it.
Yeah, there's some songs out there, and I love to worship God. I like to put on my worship music, and just sometimes, you know, I'll be either working, or sometimes I'll just stop what I'm doing and sing along to the song. And some of these songs that are out that have to do with holiness, like "Surrounded by Holy" by Zariah Zachary, or "Holy Forever,"
Agnes Day.
Yes, Agnes Day is another
one. That's like
one
of my favorite worship songs.
You get these songs that talk about the holiness, and it really just takes, just hearing that takes you into that level.
Yes, praising and worshiping, amen.
Amen. So we talked about how we should be holy because he is holy, but how can you and I be more holy?
Again, spending time with him, digging into his word, spending time with him, praying, being still, you know, and praising and worshiping God.
Amen.
All those things, you know, and just basically spending time with God, amen.
Amen.
I think you and I can be more holy by noticing and taking notice of every conviction of our spirit, of the Holy Spirit that comes our way throughout the day. It can be a tiny little thing correcting you and saying, this is how you can do better. 'Cause your spirit will convict you. And the closer you get to God, or the more you study his word or listen to the music or spend time with him, or just ask in prayer for him to get closer, your spirit will be convicted more often, because you'll notice all those little weeds in the garden that need to be pulled out to make it more beautiful, and the little things that the silver and the fire and all the impurities that have to go. It'll convict you.
Keeping our heart right.
You know, Lori just reminded me of, and one of these times, if I can remember, I'm going to bring that story here, but the story of the silversmith is one that we've used in our church before. A lot of times we'll use a short story to illustrate the message, and one of the stories that I found was the story of the silversmith, and it was somebody had gone to visit a real silversmith, and what they do is they hold the silver in the fire to take out any impurities that are in the silver, so it'll shine brighter and clearer. The person in the story asked the silversmith, how long do you keep the silver in the fire? And he says, until I see my image clearly in it, and then I take it out. And they related that to sometimes you and I can go through the fire. We can have things in our lives that try us and seem like we're in the fiery furnace, but God is like the silversmith. He's purifying us. He'll only let us stay in there as long as it takes for his image to shine through us more and more, and then he'll take us out, and that's part of that.
I think Pastor Terry gave that story like 23 years ago.
Maybe.
Remember?
The one I always remember from him is the one about Paganini, the violin player that played with one string.
Oh, that one too, yes.
But that's...
They're all goodies.
Yeah, they are. What are some awesome scriptures that you can think of about our El Kadosh, the Holy God?
I love this one. Isaiah 6:3. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of Lords. The whole earth is filled with his glory. Amen and amen.
Psalm 34. Sing unto the Lord, O ye saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness.
Amen. And then there's Psalm 93:5. The testimonies are very sure, because the testimonies are very sure. Holiness becometh thine house, O Lord, forever. And we all are into the house of God. We're all the family of God, and so we want to reflect that holiness of God, and hope that you listening to this are experiencing the holiness of God in your life, and endeavoring to become more and more like our
Hi folks, one of my favorite verses is Romans 8:28, And we know in all things God works out for the good for those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. You know, think about this verse. It's so encouraging. So encouraging. No matter what you're going through, he's going to work it out for our good. You know, and he, you know what? Whatever we're going through, folks, God's already got the plan all in place. Don't worry. Don't fret. Just get your eyes on Jesus. Ask him. He says to ask him. Amen. And he will do it. Cling right on to him.
Yes, I've often thought of this verse, and it is so true, because sometimes in your life something will happen and it's not what you thought you wanted, or a door might have shut, but it works itself out for good because your eyes are on Jesus. And for reasons you might not know or understand, something better is right around the corner. And Jesus knows this. And for all those who love Jesus, everything works together for good. Amen. Even though you might not see it in the moment. And sometimes you do see it immediately. You could take a tragedy and say, Lord, what kind of good can you take out of this tragedy that you might see on the TV or in your own life or to someone you know, and say, there's no good in this. But if you all love Jesus, he'll make good out of it. Something good will come out of even a tragedy. And there are so many blessings in our lives that you can't count them all. So just remember, he works it all out for good.
Absolutely. And a prime example of that is something that's going on. Our pastor's wife's kids just lost their father here this past weekend, and they're getting ready to have the service for him on Saturday. And, you know, whenever you lose a parent, it's a tough thing. I remember, you know, when my dad passed, and to lose a father or a mother, it's really tough. But, you know, through this time, one of the kids is really clinging on to the Lord, walking close to him, and hopefully the other one will follow suit. But, you know, it's a time when people can think about the Lord, think about eternity, think about that there is more to life than what is here on this earth. And hopefully through this process that there will be some salvations and dedications that will take place in that family. So, yes, not every situation that happens is good, but he uses it for the ultimate good for all of those that love him and are called according to his purpose. So what do you think about this scripture? Let us know. Send us your responses to mike@thespiritcalls.org. That's mike@thespiritcalls.org. And we will share your responses on an upcoming program. And you can snag some of the music that we play here on The Spirit Calls. We'll be looking forward to hearing from you this week.
Thanks, friends, for listening to The Spirit Calls.
We would love to hear what you have to say about our discussion this evening.
We invite you to contact us with your thoughts about this week's program. If you'd like prayer or a copy of the program, we'd love to help you out with that.
You can give Mike a call at 207-730-3386. Once again, that's 207-730-3386.
You can visit our website at thespiritcalls.org or send us an email at mike@thespiritcalls.org.
The only way that we know that you're tuning in is if you contact us. And we so appreciate the encouragement and the support from those who listen.
Until next time, thanks so much for listening. And God bless you.
And to always remember to have faith, listen, and obey.
When the Spirit calls.
And always remember, Jesus loves you.
And we love you too. Have a super duper blessed day.
How deep the Father's love for us. How vast beyond our measure. That he should give his only son. To make a wretch his treasure. Thank you. but I will boast in Jesus Christ, His death and resurrection.